This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Olivia Eberts. Today only, federal waters from the mouth of the Kuskokwim River to Aniak will be open for setnet subsistence fishing. Setnets must be 6 inches or smaller mesh, and they must be less than 60 feet in length. This is for the Kuskokwim River only, and salmon-bearing tributaries will continue to remain closed. Setnet fishing opened at 6 a.m. today and will close at 10 p.m. this evening. In more fish news, it looks like another tough year for salmon fishing on the Yukon River. Johanna Yurick reports that fishing closures will soon begin.
The king salmon run on the Yukon River is expected to be smaller than last year's, which failed to meet minimum escapement goals. With such a small run, regulations require managers to close salmon fishing as the kings begin to arrive and during their first pulse of the run. That's to get as many king salmon up the Yukon River as they can. Currently, along the coast and the lower Yukon River, subsistence fishing is open 24/7 with 7.5-inch mesh or smaller. That's changing. Starting Wednesday evening at 8, all salmon fishing will be closed in the northern and southern coastal areas, along with District 1, from the mouth of the Yukon River, including Black River and the communities of Emonik, Nunam Ikwa, Alakanuk, and Kotlik. Fishing will be limited to gillnet mesh size of 4-inch or less to target non-salmon species. The nets are also limited to 60 feet or less. Further up the Yukon River, the same restrictions will take place on Friday evening in District 2. That's the communities of Mountain Village, Pitkus Point, St. Mary's, Pilot Station, and Marshall. Like downriver, subsistence fishing has been open in District 2 on a 24-hour basis using gillnets of 7.5-inch mesh or smaller. But starting Friday, June 4th, salmon fishing will be closed and gillnet use will be limited to 4-inch mesh or smaller. The nets are also limited to 60 feet or less. For KYUK, I'm Johanna Yurick.
Short-term rentals, also known as bed and breakfasts, provide thousands of dollars in tax revenue to the city of Bethel and house many of the town's transient workers. But the city says a number of the rentals located in residential districts are operating illegally. The city shut down one of them, saying it was built without permission. That's resulted in an ongoing 2-year legal battle. To resolve the dispute, KYUK's Greg Kim reports the city may end up changing the law for all short-term rentals.
It began with a complaint. In the summer of 2019, 4 neighbors wrote to the city saying that a couple was building an apartment or hotel in a residential area, Blueberry Subdivision. The neighbors called the building, quote, an atrocity that violated city codes for the residential subdivision. In planning commission hearings, some neighbors said the structure was too big and would attract undesired traffic. While this was happening, the city planner, whose job is to deal with issues like this, got fired. A few months later, the city hired a new city planner, Ted Meyer. Meyer looked into the complaints. The building under dispute was owned by Dan and Don Hackney. Meyer checked what the Hackneys had permission from the city to build. The permit said a garage or shop attached to their house. But when he visited the property, that's not what he found. Instead, Meyer found a large 2-story building attached to their home with a kitchen on the first floor and 4 bedrooms, each with their own bathroom, on the second floor. As he was leaving, Meyer said he saw a van full of people entering the property. He concluded that the Hackneys were operating a bed and breakfast they didn't have a permit to build. Meyer later described his investigation in a planning commission hearing. Dan Hackney admits he neglected to include the plans for the bedroom on his site plan permit.
I didn't write 2 stories on the drawing. My mistake.
But Hackney says he clearly stated his intentions to the previous city planner, Betsy Jumper, to build a 2nd story with bedrooms to use as a bed and breakfast. He had owned another home in Blueberry Subdivision that had a 2-story rental unit as well, which he says Jumper referenced in her verbal approval of the new structure.
And she goes, "Well, shoot, Dan, that looks just like what you had across the street." I said, "Exactly." And she says, "No problem."
With what the Hackneys assumed was a verbal agreement with the city, they spent over $365,000 to build their bed and breakfast. Then Betsy Jumper was fired, and Ted Meyer became the new city planner. And according to Meyer, the written record is the only one that matters. He sent a letter to the Hackneys telling them they had violated multiple city codes, first by building a structure they weren't permitted for, and then by operating a short-term rental in a residential district. He said the Hackneys would have to either convert the structure to a code-compliant building or demolish the entire second story. The Hackneys hired an attorney and appealed the order. In a quasi-judicial hearing later that year, the Hackneys' lawyer and the city's attorney made their case to the City Planning Commission. When the city's attorney questioned former city planner Betsy Jumper in that hearing, she initially testified that she had never given the Hackneys permission to build a two-story addition to their house. But when the Hackneys' attorney cross-examined her, her story changed, and she eventually admitted that she, quote, could have told Dan Hackney it was okay to build a second story. An attorney representing the city objected, cutting off the line of questioning, saying it only mattered what was on the written permit, not what was said. The Planning Commission agreed with the city's attorney, and the alleged verbal agreement was not included as evidence in the case. The Hackneys appealed again, sending the case to the city's Board of Adjustment, which is formed of city council members. Council members agreed with the Planning Commission, and once again, the Hackneys' appeal was denied. Since then, 18 residents of Bethel have written letters to the Planning Commission urging it to allow the Hackneys to reopen their bed and breakfast. Cynthia Randolph, who runs a Shindig Inn, a bed and breakfast also located in Blueberry Subdivision, wrote to the city saying it was unfairly targeting the Hackneys.
They should take it away from everybody, right? Shut them all down if that's what they're going to do, not just single this one out.
KYUK identified over 20 short-term rentals in Bethel, at least 10 of which are located in residential districts where the city says they can't operate. According to the city's land use map, residential districts in Bethel include the subdivisions Blueberry, Larson, Weavick, much of Hoffman, Tundra Ridge, Bethel Heights, City Sub, and Schwalbe. Some residents say that shutting down short-term rentals would be a bad idea. Devin Jepson also wrote to the city in support of the Hackneys. Jepson helps find temporary housing for new and transient Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation employees in Bethel. She often turns to short-term rentals.
If we have nowhere to put people, then they're not going to come up and work for us, and then we can't provide patient care.
A YKHC spokesperson confirmed the health corporation uses bed and breakfast at times. She added that usage has likely increased in the past decade with the hospital's growth. Several short-term rental owners KYUK talked to said they primarily house employees for YKHC, the State of Alaska, construction companies, the City of Bethel, TSA, and Sport Hunters. Some bed and breakfast owners in residential districts are asking, if their business is illegal, then why is the city issuing them business licenses and accepting their taxes? The Hackneys showed KYUK their business license and taxes they paid to the city when they were operating their bed and breakfast. The city administration did not respond to KYUK's emails about accepting taxes from short-term rentals that it says are operating illegally. The dispute with the Hackneys is driving the city to reconsider its laws regarding short-term rentals. The Planning Commission is working on drafting an ordinance that would make short-term rentals in residential districts legal to operate as long as they obtain the city's written permission. In the meantime, the Hackneys appealed their case again, sending it to the Superior Court for the State of Alaska. The state court is sending the Hackneys' case back to the city for another hearing to consider additional witness testimony. That hearing has not yet been scheduled. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
Thank you for listening to KYUK News. Please send any news tips or comments to news@kyuk.org. Stay tuned for News Yuktoon coming up.